Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in Action. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People are so concerned. What will somebody say? What will somebody think? If you knew what they're saying now,
Come on.
You'd probably get over it because... And the question is, who are they? And what do they know? And what does it matter? What they say. My father in the faith, Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin Sr., who's in heaven now, he said back in, this was in the 50s, he had a vision. And the Lord talked to him about laying hands on people. And about a special anointing. And about some things that were different. And he didn't always tell this part of it. Sometimes he talked about it a little bit, most of the time not too much detail. But he, when this happened, he has a vision. He sees the Lord. And the Lord's telling him he wants him to go lay hands on people to be filled with the Spirit. And with a tangible anointing. He said he felt it in his hands like a coal of fire was burning. And you know what he did? He pled with him to give it to somebody else. You might say, take it, I'll give it to me, I'll take it. That might be one reason you don't have it.
That's right.
Not to say everything he was saying was right, but why do people seek things? Sometimes people are looking for something other than what God is wanting to do. It's not just about experiencing power or feeling something or having an amazing experience. This is a responsibility of a ministry to carry out for the next rest of your life, actually, these decades. And he knew enough about it to know. He said, Lord, people that have things like this are ridiculed. They are mocked. The church at large does not accept it. You go stand up and say, I got the power of God burning in my hands right now. You lost about 85% of the organized church right there. And he said, Lord, I don't want to be seen. Let me stay back in the back and pray for somebody else. He pled with the Lord. And the Lord said to him, he said, are you going to stand before men or me?
Come on.
Are you going to answer to men or to me? He said, well, Lord, to you. And the Lord corrected him. Is it true with all of us?
Yes.
Are we going to stand before men? Is it going to matter in that day what somebody said about you or me? Nobody will even remember any of that little stuff. The only thing that will matter is when the Lord told us to do something, did we obey? Did we overcome our fears, our dreads, and have enough trust in Him that we obeyed? It takes faith to overcome fear. All of us have to deal with it. Everybody has fears that come. And you have to, you know, the little boy, the little girl, they're standing up on the high dive. And daddy's saying, jump. I'll catch you. Jump. Do they have fears?
Yes.
They have fears. What would overcome the fear? You have to stop analyzing. You have to stop thinking about how high it is. You have to stop thinking about, I don't know how good a swimmer I am. What if I get water up my nose? What if I land wrong and it hurts? It's so high, it's so high, it's so high. You think about that, you'll not jump. At some point, you have to switch channels. Forget about the swimming, the water, the height, and look at Daddy. Look at Daddy. Can you trust Him? Did He tell you He's going to catch you?
Yeah.
Can you trust? Look at him. Is he really going to do it? And there comes a point where when you go, yep, then jump quick. Jump quick before you have to deal with all the stuff again. Phyllis and I jumped when it came time to go to Rhema. Back in the late 70s, the Lord got some word to us and got our faith built up. We didn't know. We thought it took all the faith we had to travel from Mississippi to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and go attend the meeting. We thought we were doing something because we believed God and got the money. And actually, somebody loaned us a car. Our car wasn't good enough to make it out there and back. And we got lost almost every night. But we went and we got there early and we stayed all day. And the Lord dealt with it. We thought that was it. We thought this was our great faith exploit, was going to the meeting. But the Lord always says so much more. They're giving tours of the school at Rhema. And the Lord dealt with Phyllis and myself. It was free. Just get on the bus and they drive you out there. And free appeal to us at that time. We were eating nachos in the convention center and trying to find our way back to the room. But it's just ecstatic. I mean, when at one point, one night, I think it was like 9,000 people stood up there and it seemed like all of them were praying in tongues. I'd never seen such a thing. I didn't know there was that many people spoke in tongues in the whole wide world. I thought, look at this. And what was happening is God's beginning to open me up to realize I'm big. I've got a lot of people. I've got some things going on in the earth I want you to know about. I want you to be a part of it. I thought we'd come into a meeting and go back home. We took the tour bus out to the Rhema campus. They'd walked us through the buildings, and we walked through Student Development Center number 2, second floor. And Spirit of God was there, and He was dealing with us to come, and it just seemed like, what? Us? Come here? To do this? You felt like you're up on the high dive. We got back. Phyllis said, did you ever feel like you were supposed to do something and you didn't really want to do it? I played dumb and said, what? like what? She said, it stinks here. Downtown was by the oil refinery. And it was in the middle of summer. And it was so hot and it stunk. And that was most of what we knew about Tulsa. And all the way back home, we talked about it. We looked at it. And didn't realize that for those previous 3 or so years, we'd been feeding on faith. From Brother Copeland and Brother Hagin and Brother Savelle, Charles Capps, and different ones. We didn't know what God was doing, but He was feeding our spirit, building us up so that when He had us on the high dive in a few years and said, jump, we'd have enough in us to overcome our fear. Where are we going to live? How are we going to live? Where's the money going to come from? I mean, 1,000 questions. And we had to do like Abraham. Go out. Not knowing the answers to all those questions. And we didn't realize it, but that was just the beginning. We thought going to the meeting was it. That's the great faith adventure. No, you're going to go to school. We thought we'll go to school for a year and then go back home. No, then you're going to serve God for 20 years. There. And get trained. And then we thought, well, praise God, we'll step out. We'll have our own offices and we'll have this and that. You need a church and another church and a word production facility. And come on, are you with me? And how many understand? We're not done with our faith adventure. And it is ordained of God that you and I and Phyllis and all of us here and online have gotten to know each other. There are many wonderful people of God and ministers and ministries of God all over the earth. The Lord could have sent us to minister to people on another continent instead of to you. He could have sent you to be a part of ministries or churches, thousands of them. But it was ordained of God that you and I be joined together for this great faith adventure. Hallelujah. To get enough faith in us that we would join hands together and leap off the high dive together. Hallelujah. Because we are absolutely fully persuaded that He will catch us and keep us and provide and prosper and promote. Hallelujah. And fulfill this ministry that He's called us to do. But even though we're called, even though God's faithful, nothing happens until we go. You can actually postpone the plan of God, the provision of God, the power, the miracles being manifested by hanging around up there, pacing back and forth. You can hang around up there for years. Amen. Talking about it, trying to get people to pray with you.
Come on.
Figure it out. Now, exactly how many feet do you think it is? What trajectory should I? Are you sure? Do you know? The more you talk about it and the more you reason, the worse it gets.
Yes.
When the Lord said, stretch forth your hand. You need time to think about diagnosis, prognosis, Latin names. Do it. Do it. Do it now. Just do it now. And when He did, power of God manifested. Hallelujah. Abraham went out. And God set in motion a whole life of faith adventure that would lead him through miracle after miracle to on top of a mount where he had enough faith that he would offer his only son, believing God would raise him from the dead. He didn't have that kind of faith when he left the house, not knowing where he was going.
That's right.
But over the years, God got him there. God's going to let us do some things.
Hallelujah.
Us, me and you. Us. Us. He's going to show us something. He's going to say, do that. And you talk about high dive, it's going to be a higher dive than we ever climbed up to God.
Come on.
It's going to be high altitude. But we will have the honor of trusting Him and believing Him. We've already seen great things. He's going to show us much more. Greater things than these shall we see.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Faith in Action, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.